Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. I am absolutely thrilled that you chose to give up a few minutes of your weekend to join us today. We have this morning Michelle. Oh, and I just sat there and practiced it. Michelle, help me out.
Jangolano.
And I said I was going to attempt to butcher it, but I don't even know if I want to attempt anymore. It's one of those beautiful last names that's very long, and you'd think after making through the last 2.5 weeks with two beautiful young ladies from Taiwan who depart on Tuesday to head back home, I would be able to at least attempt. But Michelle has graciously joined us this morning, and if you're new to Saturday AM Live, I heard there was a couple voices said this is my first time on the line. Just so you know our format, that we're going to have some fun conversing with Michelle, and then after we bid her farewell, I will open up the line for Q&A and announcements. There's some exciting new solutions that were just released, and I know several of you on the line want to share specifically about the new far-infrared pillowcases. So that'll happen in about 30 minutes from now. And so let's jump on into things. Michelle is a two-time Olympian, competed in 94 and 98. I'm a little partial to those 94 Winter Games in Lillehammer. Because that's when my wife Stacy and I started our dating relationships, literally watching Michelle compete in long-distance speed skating. And I wish I could rewind my memory bank and think, oh, did I actually watch you and cheer for you as a... I don't know if I did. But anyhow, you hooked up with Nikan about 5 years ago as a customer, started building the business 2 years ago. You have two wonderful, very active young athletes, both elite hockey players, and I'm presuming you didn't mention if they're boys or girls.
Both boys.
Both boys, okay, because I know a lot of girls, a lot of females play hockey. You founded and you currently run Whole Foods Nutrition Company, or a Whole Foods Nutrition Company called Bundles of Energy. And I want to talk a little bit about that. And you also co-authored two Whole Foods cookbooks. So quite a repertoire of things you've accomplished. I'm most curious, and I want to start our conversation going down the trail of Olympian. What led you down that path? I mean, as a kid, did you say, I want to do this. I want to race at top speeds of how many miles or how many kilometers per hour do speed skaters run?
I think it was around 60 kilometers an hour at that time.
Okay, so
a little faster now.
So probably about, what is that, 51, 52 miles an hour or
yeah.
so?
Okay. Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, on long, long skates that are sharp as razors, there's a little...
It hurt if you fall.
What led you into that field? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the most of the rest of my life. Not much of that was planned. It's just sort of this guidance system, and you could call it coincidence or chance. I don't believe in any of that, but one thing led to another. I actually was an athlete my whole life. I lived in Calgary, but in a very small community in Calgary where my parents were not exceptionally wealthy. They didn't know a lot about sport. But up the street from me was an arena, and I had three older siblings, and they put me on skates when I was about three, and they couldn't get me off the ice is what they tell me. And I figure skated, I played hockey, I played ringette. They didn't have girls hockey when I was that age, so I went as far as I could, and then they made me quit because I wasn't a boy.
Of course.
That was actually always my first love, but it wasn't available to me. Ringette, they only went to the level. I don't even think they had provincials when I was 16. They had cities at the time. So I went as far as I could in that, and then I had to quit that. And I figure skated as well, and I did enjoy figure skating. I didn't love it as much as the other sports. I tried everything I could in school, but when I was about 14 or 15, one of my figure skating coaches introduced me to speed skating. I gave it a try, pretty much hated my first 3 or 4 months, but my mom had made me commit to the season if I gave it a try. Wasn't allowed to quit before the end. And by the end, I kind of figured out there might be something there. And the next year, I went on and transferred most of my skating skills and started winning just about every meet that I entered locally. Of course, we quickly go up to the national level. I think it was my first full year of training. I made the national team in Canada. And I went on to make the Junior Worlds and just have a series of successes and challenges. It was always, you know, back and forth, but it was a very interesting, extraordinary adventure that set me up for just about everything that I do today with my life and my career.
And you, first Olympics, 1994 in Lillehammer.
Yes.
You were how young?
I was 21 for my first one, 25 for my second one. And I'll answer one more question for you. I had really no concept of the Olympics. I remember an event called the Ice Capades when I was young. That's where figure skaters went, beyond other than the Olympics. And that's what I always had in my mind. I think I didn't even really get what the Olympics were. I had seen them, but didn't really get what they were until I was a teenager and didn't have my sights set on them until I was probably 18 or 19.
Wow. And we have a good friend who was number two on the backup list for downhill long-distance speed skiing. I don't even know if that's the correct terminology for it. So he was hoping that two other fellow Canadians would break their legs. But how many in your field, how many do they take?
They take the top four women and the top four men.
Okay.
And it is a pretty competitive field, like a growing depth in the field for sure. Challenging field, but when we went to the Olympics, and speed skating is, it's a pretty big sport here. It's massive in places like Holland and different areas of Europe and some areas of Asia, like unbelievable. And when we went to the Olympics in 1998, our team, all the women were ranked in the top 10 and all the men were ranked in the top 5 in the world, in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is, you were part of an elite class.
Yes.
And you made a comment that what that did was set you up for everything you've done for the rest of your life. And we're talking an event, again, going back to 94, 20 years ago, exactly. How did that lead you into 5 years ago, and I'm going really fast through the timeline here, lead you into coming across this company, Nikken?
Well, there are one really key thing was I suffered from asthma my whole life, debilitating asthma. I was in the hospital many, many times. I wasn't actually diagnosed until I was 16 because my asthma came in the form of a severe cough. The wheezing, the apparent wheezing, came much later, but it's the same source of issues. And one of the challenges I would face was every fall as a speed skater, I would get very, very ill and have to try to recover from that and compete. And, you know, I won Canadian medals when I had pneumonia, which is impossible, but by the time you traveled, it would take you down another notch. I ended up ending my career much earlier than I should have, probably about two Olympics earlier than I should have, because I became so ill it took me a year to recover my lungs. And so, fast forward, I had read that book, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, when I was an athlete. So I knew I needed water, and I drink water all night long, and I drink water all day long, and it probably made a bit of a difference, but it certainly wasn't fixing the problem. And I had encountered Nikken 10 years before I actually became a full customer, and had always loved their concept of the water, and I thought, hey, I know water matters. I never knew about the quality of the water. And so when we encountered it 5 years ago as a customer, the first thing on my list was, I want that water. You know, I was in a different place in life. I could afford it this time around. Let's get on it. And within a couple of years, between changing diet and adding the water and, you know, getting on things like sea salt, I don't have asthma anymore. I've gone from 5 inhalers a day and being dependent on them, having them in every big vehicle room that you can imagine, to I don't take them at all anymore.
Wow.
And that is where about 3 or 4 years completely off of them. And if I do get an asthma attack, because it is possible, it's just very, very rare now, they're short-lived, and I can use something like the Power Mag and the water to get me through it without medication.
I'm fascinated. You said that the title of the book you read was You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty.
Yeah, The Body's Many Cries for Water. I think both of those are in the title.
Okay.
It's one of the books available on Focus on Growth.
Right.
I think the book is fairly old now, amazing in the information it offers, just missing quality of water.
Batman Gelly, I believe, is the title of the author. I know I have it. I'm like Dennis Williams. I have a lot of books on my shelf that some I've read, but most I just look at, and I feel smarter just looking at them right now. When you're a parent and you understand, when you're parents of very active children, you're going, read? In my spare time between midnight and 5, sure, I'll take up reading. I just have to figure out how to stay awake and don't sleep.
It's called 5 minutes a day. Well, back then I had a little more time. I was traveling.
So. Right. Michelle, you said diet and water, two biggest things, and you heard about Nikan, the concept of the water. So 5 years ago, you become a customer, and by then you were done with the Olympics. Done with speed skating or competing, anyways, for quite some time. What did you get started with? Obviously, the water and sea salt.
Yeah, the air system was a big one as well. We had been on the hunt for an air system, and we were looking at spending about $4,000 on what we would have considered an entry level, good quality air system when we encountered Nikan. So it was a no-brainer to get the one they had at the time was about $650, and of course now it's less expensive. And at the time I had my younger boys, who one was already an extreme athlete, and both were on inhalers. Both were showing, they don't call it asthma at that age, but signs of reactive airway disease. So this was like, knowing my history and my lungs were getting worse, not better, this was not optional. This was mandatory. So we got on the air. We got on the water right away. We did the sea salt. We got on the sleep systems. I'll tell you that everything played a part. There's no question about it. And the air quality in our home makes such a difference. That's for sure, especially when it comes to getting viruses that could instigate the asthma. Well, we just get sick a whole lot less, right? Mushroom formula. When I first year, I was still getting sick for a while. I would take large doses of the mushroom formula when I was sick to help me get through it much faster. And I got off of antibiotics right away. So I did a few superfoods like, you know, oil oregano, things like that. But, you know, not 2 mushrooms a day. It would be like 10 to 15 a day, sometimes more, while I was sick. And I do the same thing for my kids. And it works really well. We just don't get sick very often anymore.
And you're living in a part of the world where it's not always wonderfully warm and sunny.
Oh, 3/4 of the year is cold.
So the body is constantly fighting to, you know, maintain that strong immune system. Building up with the immunity is huge. I want to, if we can switch gears at this point, because I'm terribly fascinated. The transition, basically, if I'm reading the numbers correctly here, 3 years as a customer. What switch was flipped for you to say, okay, wait a second, we've been a customer, we've obviously had fantastic results with these Nikan solutions. What caused you to be entertained by the concept of sharing it with others and looking at the business side of things?
Well, there's a couple of answers to that. First of all, I was an interior designer when I started, like, as a customer with Nikan. I went from my skating career to very high-level interior design, kitchen and bath specialist, and which is part of where the food thing came in. But that career was wonderful, exhausting, and I burnt myself out regularly with it. And when I started as a customer, and I say I because my husband was a little smarter than me at the time, I was in very poor health. I mean, other people might not have seen it, but my body was near its end in terms of function from just stress and years of abuse on it from working too hard and being an athlete. And so the products were just like, we got to get on it. My husband, when we were introduced, was looking for a business to do in the winter. So he actually took it on as a business. And I was supportive of him, but I wasn't doing it with him because I was too busy with that career, with the kids. And I had already started my whole food nutrition company at the time, which I was just creating and not really an expert in it at that point. And so as we went along, it was just about getting my body feeling better and me focusing on my career. But a couple of years in, I quit that other career. I knew that the time had come, it was done, and I needed to do something to take care of me. And I was going to just work on my whole foods company. The problem was I still had all these bad habits for burning myself out in business. I really didn't know how to do this in a way that was going to help me. And also, that company that I was creating required a lot of money to help it develop and grow. If anybody started a new business, you know it takes money, like a lot of money. And that's where, at a certain point, I realized, well, I'm going to have to get another job if I want to keep this alive and if I want to be able to continue living our lifestyle. The problem is any kind of job I could think of was going to cause me to have to shut down my other company. And at this point, I was now a nutritionist, you know, an expert in natural living. Like, this was a very big part of my life. I had healed a lot, and I was teaching others about how to do that. And so as I was looking at my options, it occurred to me that a home-based business might be a more effective route that would allow me to keep that company growing, but grow another one that brings some income. And really, I was a little daft because it was sitting here right in front of me, and it took me a little while to realize that. But one day, I just woke up and said, hey, this would be the perfect fit. And at that time, my husband actually wasn't doing the business anymore. We were still in it, but we were really both just customers because he loved the product. The business just really wasn't a fit for him. And I know we hear a lot about how great it is for couples, and it is when it's right for the couple. But in this case, you know, my husband and I are great supporters of each other. We like to do our own thing and be free to do that and just support each other completely doing that.
And if I can interrupt you, Michelle, maybe I missed it. What was your husband's own thing as far as his career?
Well, he has an excavation company he does in the summer, and he was just looking for something in the winter, and he gave Meakin a try, and, you know, he built it up a little bit, loves the products today, but didn't continue Meakin as a business.
Okay.
So it's just not what he does as his other thing now.
Got it. Okay. Right? You mentioned looking for something to do in the wintertime, and I thought, okay, what do you do in, you know, that part of Alberta? Excavation, that makes perfect sense.
I'll just say don't do snow removal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I picked it up. I just got it one day. Like, I didn't even have to discuss it. I knew a lot about the company from him being in it and from using the product, of course. And I just got, this was a perfect fit. And oh my goodness, this is so easy compared to any other company you can build. Like, everything's done for you. All you have to do is go out and talk to people, right? And start learning about how to be successful in the business and what you need to know about the products and sharing. It is just so simple. And it is what has allowed me the time and the freedom to be with my family, to build my other company, which is really more of a life mission, and to build this up and help, you know, so far hundreds and hundreds of people, but hopefully eventually thousands and millions of people.
Right, and I want to, for people who are curious, you got a great website with dealing with the Whole Foods, bundlesofenergy.com. Bundlesofenergy.com is Michelle's website, and it's, when I looked at this a couple weeks ago, I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly, it took me back a few decades to what my mom did as a homemaker and introducing people to Whole Foods nutrition. And of course, I was brainwashed early on as a kid because we didn't have all these other options. And again, this is back in the 70s when they just started with the overprocessing of everything and adding all these chemicals and, anyway, I don't want to get into that, but I love the way you describe it as this is really my passion, and Meakin has allowed me and afforded you to do that. You mentioned the phrase that this is so so easy, just talk to people.
Yes.
When you talk to people about Meakin, what are you talking to them about?
Well, I mean, it always starts with just getting to know people, and that was the beauty of this. It took me a little bit to figure it out, and I love the RI training system because it's really about building relationships. As I get to know people, I find out what's going on in their life. Where are they really happy? Where are they looking to make an improvement or a shift, or where are they maybe seeking an answer? And that's where we can step in and introduce them to Meakin about living a natural lifestyle. Like, we all should be walking on the earth and sleeping on the earth every day. That is reality. That is not going to happen with anybody I know. And so I have a way to let them know the value of that, but how to bring it into the life that we live today. I know how to do everything Meakin could offer us without Meakin, but I also want to live as part of this society and this community, and I can't do both. And what Meakin has done that's miraculous is bring all of those natural energies into our homes, into our careers, into our kids' lives in a way that we can continue being part of this community.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture, you said 3/4 of the year, trying to picture you sleeping on the earth and walking on the earth when it's buried with white stuff.
Well, technically, it's supposed to be really good, and then you hate being in a house, but I did a lot, so I did a little more when I was a kid. But, you know, and it's actually a remarkable experience. Just for fun, try it sometime. If you walk outside, if you can find a patch of frozen ground without the snow, you can even walk on the snow itself. As long as it's not on top of your feet, if you stand still, your feet will get warm. Craziest thing ever. But bottom line is, I actually don't know people who will try those crazy things. And certainly doing it, even if you did it 20 minutes a day, it's not enough. Like, you need to be on it all the time. Get insoles in your shoes. Sleep on the sleep system. Drink the water. Get the light and the air. I mean, oh my goodness, the air in our homes is terrible. And it's not just about being sick. Like, I actually had to heal my body. But I want my kids to just be healthy and stay healthy. I introduce this to young families all the time. So it's like, if you're healthy, that's fantastic. Let's improve the quality of the air, the water that you're drinking. Get yourself, get your bodies on the energy of the earth intended, and let your body remain healthy and continue to be able to heal.
You know, my wife and I were having this conversation just yesterday, and our middle daughter deals with headaches on a regular basis, and 99% of the time they come on when she hasn't drank any water. And she at times can be combative and say, you guys aren't listening to me. I drank plenty of water. Really, how much have you had today? Well, I drank one glass, and it's evening time.
Yes.
And so what we were talking about yesterday, I said, you know, I looked at Stacey, I said, you know, if a parent really does care, they're not quick to run to the medicine cabinet and grab a Tylenol or a children's Advil. A parent who really cares is going to seek out the answers as to how do we prevent these from happening. And we know, as you stated at the beginning of our conversation, that it's something as simple as, you know, you're not sick, you're thirsty.
That's exactly right. And what I've discovered is that every parent wants to do well by their child. It's almost every parent. The problem is, you know, we bend over backwards for our kids. We just don't know which direction to bend. So people run to the medicine cabinet because that's what we're taught by doctors and by our society. Right? Just generations of having this down. Whereas it's, yeah, go have a glass of water first and let's see how your headache is. And do you know how many kids I see with headaches, even migraines? And then you see parents give them Coke or a sport, like a Gatorade, you know, an electrolyte drink that's just filled with dyes and chemicals and things that actually aggravate these problems, not solve them. And, you know, while my knee's hurting, we'll go get an Advil. Well, you know what I send my children for? Either a magnet or a CM formula, right? Totally different. They don't take any medication at all. And they used to have intolerances to medications, which is actually why we first had to take them off. They're allergic to just about everything, in just about everything that we have available to us. So Nathan was a godsend when we had to have an alternative. They had answers, and now it's just become a lifestyle that we can share with other people.
You mentioned, back at the beginning, too, you mentioned real salt. And I'm a huge advocate, have been for the last, coming up on 3 years now, part of my daily routine, every single day. You mentioned sea salt, real salt, you know, tomato, tomato. Why is that imperative? Because you talked about your kids drinking Gatorade or sports drinks. Why is sea salt or real salt that vital?
Well, most of the salt that we use as a society is table salt, and it's stripped of all of its nutrients. Real salt or sea salt has 81 trace minerals that are vital to our well-being. It's like a signaling system in our body that it contributes to. So your table salt stripped of all of that. So what it's actually doing is drawing these essential minerals out of your body to balance it, very much like reverse osmosis works. So it's actually dehydrating you. Plus, it's treated with bromine and other chemicals, which are just bringing more toxins into your body. The real salt will actually help you stay hydrated, balance your cells. Even people who have a retaining water, they're actually low in salt in most cases, low in good salt. So they may be very high in bad salt, and we need to deplete that from the body. But it's the basis of an electrolyte drink is actually real salt and the good water to bring everything into balance.
Well, I become it, and I don't want to get too far off track because there's a couple other questions I want to throw at you. But it's one of those things that we've seen time and time again. And our oldest daughter, who competes year-round in volleyball, She's one of the few girls that I see out on the court that is not drinking the sports drinks. And, you know, taking with us to tournaments a little baggie of salt and always having it with us. And she just pops them in her mouth and to get those back in. When she doesn't, she pays for it either that night or the next day. Because those minnows, and I love the way you address that. Michelle, you are one of the top five, I believe it was, in NECA North America as far as production during a contest, and I can't remember the exact title and what the parameters were, but you were featured on the NECA Opportunity to Discover Freedom video. That's on YouTube, and everybody by now hopefully has seen it. Excellent 8-minute piece. And it literally captures the world of NECA, all the global market where we're doing business. I'm curious, when that contest was announced, was it something that you said, hey, I'm going to set my sights on that, I want to do that, you know, much like Olympics of being in that that top four?
I do that. You know, I'm very goal-oriented, but at the same time, I'm a mom of two insanely busy kids running two businesses with a husband that runs two other businesses. So life gets in the way a lot. And so I did have my target set on it, but I didn't lay out a plan. What happened was my basic goal for every single month is 10,000 PVD. I don't make it every month, but I do make it most months, and I always make it my target because I'm still building this business. I'm not that far into it given all the different things that I have to navigate as I go along. And my goal is always to be out sharing with people. And just by following that, it made it possible for me to be really far down the road when December hit. But the reality was, I didn't think I was going to get it. I had the points, but I didn't have all the people that I needed. And one of the qualifications was you had to have 10 people who did 100 points or more a month consecutively from the day they started. And so I had more than 10 people in the year, obviously, but almost all of them had missed 1 month. Like they had maybe done 10 months or from wherever they started. There would just be like 1 month they missed for a whole variety of reasons. So I actually needed to find 7 more people in December. And I kind of looked at that and went, this is just too much. If you know anything about hockey is a crazy month for December. Never mind the fact that it's Christmas and we have a very large family, extended family, et cetera. And I got a call from Colleen Edwards just about a week into December saying, you know, you're really, really close to this. And I knew I was, and I was just like, yeah, right, well, you know what, there's no way, it's like Christmas is in 2 weeks, how am I going to do that? And then it just occurred to me, that's where I guess maybe the Olympic thing kicked in, or that driver part of me, and I thought, well, you know, this means a trip to California. I have absolutely nothing to lose by trying, and I had to find 7 people, and I found 8.
So one despair.
Yep, and, you know, as crazy as it sounds, like one of the things I did was tell everybody I knew that I was really close to earning this promotion. Did they know anybody they could refer me to that might like to hear about what I do? And this is all people that I knew about what I did. And I did get a number of referrals. One of them was my sister who knew about this. She actually wasn't a big fan because she was in a different company, didn't like it. She had me come and present her because she knew what she'd be referring me to people to me for. And then had me meet with her son, who is a figure skater trying for the Olympics right now. Like, he was an alternate for 2014. So he gets to come to town for about 2 days at a time, usually. I completely understand his schedule because I was an athlete, too. You fly in on December 24th and you fly out on December 26th. That's your time to see your family during the holidays. So, and he was dealing with an injury leading up to his Olympic trials. And so my sister said, I know it's a lot to ask, but could you meet with him on Christmas Day when we have family dinner and tell him about this and give him some stuff to help his ankles? And so we did that. After dinner, after presents, after everything else, we sat down, we talked, we got some stuff on his ankle. Within days, he felt better. He signed up, I think within 2 days of Christmas. Hmm. So sometimes there is a scenario that, you know, you would never consider as possible, but was actually a gift to him. It wasn't about doing the business at that moment. It was about sharing with him a way to help his dream come true. And it became possible because I stepped out before Christmas and asked if people knew people. And this is what I'm up to.
And I, you know, I keep hearing the phrase from, that I learned from Dave Johnson years ago, that the answer to the question that's never asked is no.
Exactly.
And if we don't ask, then we'll never know. Michelle, I'm tremendously fascinated because you, again, as you said, the skills, the mindset that you learned 20 plus years ago in setting your sights on doing something like as big as the Olympics, because it's a very few select group of individuals, a few hundred out of the 7 billion people on the planet that get to participate in that, and every 2 years, whether it's summer or winter, and that's carried right over into Nikon and taken you right up to where you want to be. And as I said, the top five producers in North America during that contest period are absolutely, that's huge. It's absolutely huge. So thank you for, you know, setting the bar and raising it. But I'm also tremendously fascinated by the fact of, as you said earlier, it's just talking to people. And whether it's on Christmas Day or whether it's whenever, it's talking to people, listening, finding out what their needs are, and seeing if they're open to allowing Nikon and our solutions to be that fit for them.
Exactly.
Is there any one thing that you would say, looking back over the last 2 years, because it's only been 2 years that you've actually been, you know, utilizing Nikon as a business and sharing it with people out of the customer realm, is there any one thing, and you probably already shared it, that you would say was the real, the motivation or the real secret that you have used to inspire yourself to keep you in the game, to overcome the negativity that's out there of people that will say, oh, that you know, none of that, that's all hocus pocus. What keeps you dialed in and continuing going forward?
It's a great question, and one that I think that everybody struggles with. But what you need to realize first is you're not alone in having up and down thoughts, right? Our thoughts go all over the place. But the day that I decided to do this, I decided to do something for me. I didn't do a job because I was good at it. I didn't do a job because I could. I didn't take on a business because it was a good idea or a smart thing to do. All of those things were true, and this was something that could really help people, and I love the five pillars of health. I want to build my most amazing life ever, but all of those were things that just happened to fit. I woke up that day and said, I want to do something just because I want to do it, just because it's something that I can do for me, that I don't have to have somebody else telling me what to do or controlling what I'm going to make or what I'm going to be able to accomplish with this or how many people I can help and how. I get to do it my way, on my terms, and if you don't like it, just please step out of my way. And the goal of it is to live my most amazing life, to be able to be with my kids on their crazy schedule, to be able to feel amazing and go to the park and play with them, to be 90 and running and jumping and playing hockey. Whatever it is I want to do with my life, that's why I'm doing this, and that's what the goal out of this is. And I want to help as many other people as possible to live their dreams, whatever they may be. And that's what keeps me going.
Wow. you summed the humans being more experienced in 2 minutes or less. And I really, really appreciate that. Because those of us who have experienced that two-day experience, there's no other way. You can't call it a training. You can't call it a class. It's literally a two-day life-altering experience. We understand that. Sometimes we forget that. And I really appreciate it. For those of you who jumped on the call late, our guest has been Michelle. And I had it. I just sat there and sounded it out.
Jane Gulano.
From Alberta, Canada. And I want to say thank you, Michelle, because this has been a wonderful conversation. And if you know somebody that's into sports, or they're a parent or they're a business owner, I think Michelle has covered so many different backgrounds and types of people. They can listen to this conversation at SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Simply www.SaturdayAMLive.com. And just scroll down until you see Michelle's name in bold red. And again, if you want to check out Michelle's website, just to kind of see, just to think, oh, okay, you know, what else is in this woman's, you know, mind, what makes her tick, that kind of thing, check out our website at bundlesofenergy.com. Bundlesofenergy.com. I picked up some great tips from that just on. I had a guy ask me this the other day. He said, okay, we were talking about weight issues, and he said, what was your secret? How did you lose the weight? I said, I didn't lose any weight. And he went, huh? And so that started our conversation, and I've got, you know, yet another follow-up going with that. But check out the website, and I think you'll learn a few things as well. So, Michelle, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm going to let you get into your day and sign off and thank everybody who joined us in the call. And if you'll give me a couple seconds here, we'll open up the line for Q&A, some announcements and that kind of thing. But have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again, Michelle. And
thank you, Vance. I appreciate the time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.